Hey guys, welcome back to me versus my PMDD. This is Livy, and we're going on to, what is it, the 1st of May. This also may be recorded, like, on May 1st, but I may post it later due to the fact I'm so busy, but that's just a little reminder, so don't be afraid if I don't post for a couple of days. I will always post an episode. Just, you gotta give me a minute. I have, like, so much stuff going on. Sorry. Okay. So, let's start with my day. First, I woke up and I felt really exhausted for the whole day. But then I remembered, you know, we're not really actually doing anything today. We're just basically going to an assembly lunch and then back to an assembly. So, not as fun as I thought, but, you know, it's okay. So, eventually I went to school. I felt confident, but I, like, honestly felt, like, shitty, as in, like, my body hurt. And, eventually I was able to actually slip into first and second period. And in second period, I was able to actually finish my geometry test before they legit took us out of the second period. Yeah, after they took us out of that period halfway through it, because, hold on. Sorry about that. I'm really tired right now. But they took us out halfway through second period for some reason, and we had an assembly, and of course all the juniors were actually forced to watch all the seniors get their diplomas, and not diplomas, I meant their, like, scholarships or whatever. It was really boring. I never understood it, because if we're going to theirs, they ain't coming back to ours, so what's the point? But, I mean, it was really boring, and I really could have cared less. Except for a couple people, because I was kind of sad that they were leaving, and then I saw Miss Rose Snow, and I was like, damn. I'm really gonna miss my fucking sponsor, because, like, I love her. I love her so much. So, at lunch, yeah, it wasn't really interesting, because the hallway was all empty. All the seniors were at their senior picnic, while all the juniors, which were, like, very few of us, most were in the lunchroom, because, you know, the freshmen usually take it over. But, I mean, more seats for everyone there. But most of us were in the hallway, and we just sat there. We got really bored. At some point, we had to go to lead, which is the second half of Pack 60, which is just an hour of lunch. So, that was fun. So, I tried to convince my mom to check me out because I was so bored, but eventually I was forced to stay in school. But then I went to forensics, and my forensics teacher was like, alright, kids, whatever is in this classroom stays in this classroom. And I was like, is she gonna give us the answers? And guess what she did? She gave us the answers for the forensics test. And I mean, that thing was like a 60% grade, and it was only 20 questions. And I was like, hey, and she put them in the grade book and said, oh my god, look, everyone made 100. And I was like, bruh. And so basically, sorry, got distracted. So basically, we got pulled out of that class too, halfway through it, for another freaking assembly. And this time it was longer. And of course, I sat there with a couple of my friends who are in a relationship with each other, and they're so freaking cute. But basically after it lasted for like 30 minutes, it was shorter than they thought it would be, because they thought it would be like an hour and a half, but it was only 30 minutes. So we got stuck in Spanish for an hour, but I mean, we didn't really do anything. I sat on my phone most of the time, and, turns out I matched with this guy, and he was actually really cute, and I was like, oh shit. And I mean, okay, you know, I was kind of feeling it, but I didn't know if it was going to be anything, so I just let it sit for a minute. But of course I talked to him a bit, And so eventually we headed down to Color Guard, which was actually very successful. I finished my partner routine with my partner, Alyssa, and it was actually really lit. I can actually almost do a triple now. I'm just not too good at catching it. Damn. Okay, sorry, I was just thinking about something. Sorry for the long silence. I totally did not mean that. Okay. So, basically, I drove everyone home. And this freaking color guard member of mine, legit, drove right in front of me when I had the right-of-way, and I got so freaking triggered, man. Oh, shit. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm, like, distracted. Anyways, I got home and I practiced my triple and I actually got it this time and I caught it really firmly and I'm getting really good at it. Okay, so then eventually I took Layla on a walk with my friend named Molly and her dog. And Molly's a lesbian and basically she has a girlfriend and they've been like best friends for 3 years and had no idea they liked each other and eventually they got together. It's almost been a year since they've been dating. And turns out she finally had, you know, sex with her girlfriend, and I got kind of like, because she's, you know, Molly's one of my best friends, and I love her. She's really sweet, and I couldn't ask for anything better for her. Bad news is, well, Molly's mom found out about her relationship and didn't accept it, but they're secretly dating still, and she's not allowed to see her, really. But, I mean, she goes to school every day, so she's gonna see her anyway. And so, basically, after the walk, I passed out on my bed because my shins started hurting. And then, I actually got bored, so I thought about, you know, I've been kind of anxious and anxiety-filled. Ever since, though, I hit one of my friends, like, vapes or Juuls or whatever, it's actually really calming. And I was like, hey, wouldn't it be interesting if I could get, like, maybe a Juul? And so I was like, okay. So I asked my friend, one of my friends who has a man who's, like, 20. And she's actually going to be able to get me one for, like, $40 with a pack of pods. So that was actually going to be really good for, like, the price of a regular Juul and shit. That shit's expensive. But anyways, I just felt very self-conscious about dating most of the day, though, because, like, I just, you know, I'm scared about things. But then I met a girl named Anna, and she's actually really nice. Eventually, I got her number, and we texted till we fell asleep, so that was real cute. And, honestly, that's just about it for today, besides the fact that, oh, shit. Eventually, I'm starting this obsession with, like, Star versus the Forces of Evil for some reason. There's, like, 4 seasons on that thing, and it's actually gotten so interesting, and I love it. Oh, my God. Okay, but anyways, like, I'm legit so deep into this shit that I actually kind of want to get the Star versus the Forces of Evil, the Book of Spells, which is, actually, I really do want it, like, for real. I don't know why, but it's actually really interesting, and I love history and finding out who people are related to for some reason. It's really weird, but, I mean, it comes in handy when people want to know stuff. Ooh, excuse me, sorry. Color Guard, we usually have burping competitions, and it's actually really funny. It's so weird, but, like, honestly, I wouldn't mind. Because Gia and a couple other of my friends, they actually are on color guard. They love to do them some burping competitions. Gets interesting once you basically feel like you live with 20 girls for a couple of years. It's kind of funny. So that's the end of our session for today. I know I've been kind of out of it. I'm just really exhausted. It's like 12 at night, and I'm just so tired. Well, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. I love you all. Have a good night.